Gaza, I want to say something about Gaza. And as I'm sitting here in my kitchen on this Thursday, I think it would be fair to say that the Israeli army, acting on the orders of the government, have flattened all the buildings in Gaza. Certainly, they've flattened all the high-rise ones, but a look at any of the photographs of Gaza City shows horrific destruction, very like what Hiroshima looked like after the atomic bomb was dropped on it. Gaza, having flattened the buildings, the army, under instructions from the Israeli government, have flattened the people. They have, using the UN definition of genocide, they are engaged in genocide in Gaza. I am full of confidence that the Israeli army will conquer Gaza in the next few days. I don't think there's anything to stop them with their weapons, with their the power of their soldiers. I don't think there's anything to stop them driving the remaining citizens of Gaza out of the city. And essentially being conquerors of Gaza. I've lost any sympathy, any affection that I ever had for the government of Israel. I haven't a shred of it left. And it hurts me because my goodness, I was very upset when Hamas attacked and killed over 1,000 people and took 200 people hostages. I was angry that that had happened, but that's all gone. That's all been driven out of me. All I can think of now is that. The Israeli government has been trying to kill as many Palestinians as possible and has engaged in genocide. It's awful, terrible. Who's making it possible for the Israeli government to keep on with this campaign of genocide? It's the United States government. It's the United States government that are ensuring their military support, their moral support. Marco Rubio was there during the week, emphasizing that Israel was the greatest friend of the United States. I'd had government in there. Yeah, disgusting. All I can do is share what I think and feel.